Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Doug Reichle of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the budget is done for the year, but there's a lot of things that were in the spending plan, and especially those bills that go with the spending plan, that people probably weren't expecting to see, a lot of expenditures that are maybe questionable. What's going on here? What's your take on the final state spending circumstance here?
Well, I think our listeners need to understand all the aspects involved in the state budget. There are a couple of good things about it. Yes, it was concluded on time by the legislature. This is a marked improvement over last year's situation where the budget was not finalized until October 4th, more than 100 days after our deadline to enact the budget. That's a good thing. And this budget also does not contain any tax increases. That's always a good thing for people, especially when we're in an economically depressed situation as we have right now. But when you look at the fine line items in this budget, you start to have increasing concerns. The budget as it is right now spends just over $28 billion. That's less than a 1% increase over last year's spending. But I think it sends the wrong kind of message to our residents where they're struggling to make ends meet with lower incomes, having higher costs, which they're trying to work into their own personal budgets. You see businesses are cutting back on how much they're spending or cutting back on hours in which they're having employees work. And I think it was incumbent really upon the state government to magnify that at our level as well, to be in the same mindset as businesses and individuals by cutting back on spending. And even though the increase in spending was a very minimal amount, that still represents more in state tax dollars. So I was disappointed to see that. If you also take a look at this budget of $28 billion, you understand that it's premised upon the governor receiving $850 million from the federal government to provide for the medical assistance program. That's a medical insurance plan that we have here in Pennsylvania that provides coverage to the poor, the disabled, and the elderly. Now, the governor has been forecasting the imminent arrival of that money since his budget address in early February. And during the budget hearings at that time, we asked the secretaries from the cabinet departments, what are you going to do if you don't get the $850 million? Their response was that would be a bridge we'll cross when we come to it. Well, we're in the middle of the bridge right now, and there really is not any effective reply from the Rendell administration as to what they plan to do if $850 million does not arrive from the federal government. And we're very concerned. We don't see any inclination from our colleagues in Congress to pass more spending plans because of concerns about the growing deficit at the federal level. What does that mean for people in Berks County and the Lehigh Valley? Well, come the end of September, if the governor hasn't received the $850 million, he's very likely to start threatening school districts, hospitals, nonprofit providers, libraries, a number of organizations to say, hey, I haven't received that $850 million I was counting on, and as a result, I either need to cut back on the amount of money I was promising you within the state budget, or to convince the legislature to raise taxes a month before the election. And I don't think either one of those prospects are a very effective response to the situation. What we should have done was to pass an honest budget which reflected that we weren't going to be counting on $850 million we didn't have. But I'm hopeful that something will change so that we don't face a real dire situation at the end of September. But one of the other bills that went along with the budget was something called the Redevelopment Capital Assistance Program, and that provides state dollars to various economic development projects throughout the state. This is a program which has regularly been used by governors, both Republican and Democrat, to help facilitate economic development throughout Pennsylvania. It's reached historically high levels of spending and borrowing under the Rendell administration. And it's particularly significant in this, as the governor's last budget, that he insists on having $300 million provided for his own personal distribution to various projects, which include $10 million for a library named after Senator Arlen Specter in Philadelphia, and a similar amount of money for the late Congressman John Murtha out in the Johnstown area. These may be projects which have some merit to them, but to have this kind of money going towards projects which seem to have the impression of being politically connected to the governor instead of straight up of their own merits, I think it sends the wrong message. And I'm hopeful the governor will reconsider the distribution of these funds, perhaps pull them back and look at projects which really need to be done, such as working on highway infrastructure projects like the 222 bypass in the eastern part of Berks County.
Representative Reichle, thanks for that report, and tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.